Here is the ultimate revenge story, I reckon. And this situation is taking place in the education system. And in the situation, students are teaching the teachers. I can see extra homework on the board already. Kids Teaching Teachers is, in fact, the slogan for the International Kids Conference. It's an interactive time when new ways to learn are put forward for those who are in the classroom, often leading those discussions. What's it all about, though? And why do you find J.K. Rowling and biodiversity together on one stage? Well, let's find out. With me today are some of the people involved in this Kids Conference for 2018. Chair and convener of the conference, Stephen Spain, Owen Cashin, who's a presenter from Coburg High School, and Jess Hargraves from Carrum Primary, and she's in Melbourne as well. So, Jess, Owen, Stephen, hello. Welcome to Life Matters.
Hello, Michael. Glad to be here.
Good to have you here. Owen, I'm going to start with you first. Tell us about the project you're going to be presenting to teachers.
So we've been doing a survey. We've designed a survey on the awareness of biodiversity in the local community. Mm-hmm. So we've been collecting results from all around the world to show at the conference.
So when you say awareness of biodiversity, what have you been asking people?
So we've looked at how aware people are of things that people are doing in their community to help, and also what the people themselves have been working on to improve things like renewability or recycling.
That's a really great idea, because all of us assume someone else is doing it, so no one actually gets on and does it. So you've actually gone to the heart of the matter and says, hey, how aware are you of this and what are you doing about it? And did you say you got responses from all over the world?
Yeah, we've got responses from for three continents. So we've got most responses from Melbourne, but we've also got New Zealand, North America, Europe.
Fantastic. And did the responses vary depending on where people were?
Yes. We haven't looked at that at the moment, but
it's going to be part of the presentation.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're going to actually show people the results of this kind of questionnaire to teachers. With what aim? What are you trying to get the teachers to think about?
We're trying to get the teachers to think about how people see biodiversity and the environment as a whole, mm-hmm. and how well the schools are teaching people about what they can do to help.
So that could actually influence teacher behaviour when it comes to imparting that knowledge back to people like you.
Yeah.
Right. Nice one. Stephen Spain, this is kind of, I think, almost answering my first question to you, is why have a kids' conference? There you go. I think Owen's just done it for us.
Well, I think so. That's a really wonderful description of Owen's project at Coburg High, which is a really wonderful in-depth project supported by Monash Sensi Lab and ACU. It's about student voice. Hmm. And it's about engaging students' want to learn. And want is an emotion. So therefore, emotion is the gateway to learning. And by engaging students' passion in their disciplinary learning, drawing upon new and emerging digital technologies, is really going to develop a language of learning for students.
It's interesting you say that, because we're talking here about digital technology, which, when associated with someone of Owen's age, is seen as much as a threat to their learning capabilities as it is as a plus. So you're actually making sure that you're highlighting the positives of what digital can do for people.
Yeah, so we want to bust that wide open, in that, you know, digital technology is the new table and chairs of our new learning environment. And as Owen was discussing, that, you know, that survey which has been conducted worldwide, that we are all connected. We are all working with digital technology. It's our new world. Mm. And therefore, you know, this filter up, Kids Teaching Teachers, says that, well, we're already immersed in this. You know, we come wired for the new classroom, and it's imperative that we provide the teaching strategies and pedagogies that are compatible to that end.
Well, that's another point I want to make about this too, is that what I love about this conference and its central aims, it's to say you can use digital tools and still have critical thinking.
Oh, absolutely.
Because that's what seems to be lacking sometimes outside schools and within the classrooms when it comes to the absorption of digital knowledge.
Yes, it shouldn't be seen as separate. There's this posh term called digital pedagogical content knowledge, which we're trying to get teachers to take on board, in that it's not separate. This conference is not about digital technology. It's about the application of new tools and immersing that, embedding that in our inquiry and in our investigative work.
How many teachers turn up? How many students?
Well, this year we've got in excess of 135 presenters, up from 101 last year, and in the high 300s this year we're anticipating over a one-day conference. It's a double forum going parallel, 135 in one lecture theatre and 148 in the other lecture theatre going concurrently in parallel for the entire day.
Fantastic. So great imparting of knowledge. One of the other people joining us, helping to impart knowledge, is J.K. Rowling, also known as Jess Hargraves. I'm calling you J.K. as well, Jess, because you're from Carron Primary. And why are you assuming the role of the author of all the Harry Potter series?
Because I've really loved the books and I thought she'd be a very interesting character to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I just love the books.
So you're a figure in history. So you've chosen her because you love her.
Yeah.
Who else are some of the other figures in history from your school?
We've got a few different varieties. We've got a few musicians. We've got Elvis. We've got John McEnroe. And
John McEnroe? So did that particular student choose John McEnroe?
Yeah.
I'm just astonished. Anyway, yes, I can hear Elvis, John McEnroe, J.K. Rowling. Who else?
We've got Alicia Alonso, a famous ballet Cuban dancer.
Great.
And there are a few other at school. We've got John Lennon, Paul McCartney.
Right. Oh, so the Beatles can finally get back together. That's great. So as J.K. Rowling, what's your role on the day? What are you doing in the presentation?
So for the presentation, we're doing a bit of a Carron podcast. Carron Pods, we call it.
Yeah.
And we're just putting on a bit of a show, so Elvis doing some hip swivelling or talking a bit about our characters.
So can I now address you as J.K. Rowling for a moment?
Yeah.
Okay, great. J.K., where did you actually start writing the Harry Potter series?
I started writing books in a little cafe in Edinburgh and it was called the Elephant House.
And were you a parent at the time?
Yes, I had a daughter and her name was actually Jessica and I would write while she had a nap or, yeah.
All right, so that's where you wrote the first few books. How's life changed for you now?
It's gone quite big. I've gotten a fair bit of wealth now.
Well, it's really good of you to come into Life Matters and share your knowledge, not to mention your wealth momentarily with us. So, Jess, what do you think you being JK for the day does for teachers watching that?
I guess it will give them maybe an intake on, I'm not really sure.
Well, I reckon watching you adopt an adult and her achievements in this case, amazing achievements in the literary world, it's going to give you an inspiration to pass on to teachers, hopefully, who teach about books, right?
Yeah.
I would hope, yeah. Stephen, would you hope that?
Oh, absolutely, yes. This whole virtual idea, it really immerses students in that world, in that context, particularly for history or whatever theme you're exploring, and it makes it real. And they
well, like the life and times of John McEnroe.
Life and times of Jack and Rowan. Absolutely. Yeah. All those, he's very colourful language for a start. amazing dialect. But yeah, absolutely. And it makes it real for kids.
Owen, how much involvement is there in your project? How many other people in your team?
So we have four other students and there's been two teachers who have helped us on the project.
Right. And is that in the world of biology or environmental science or...?
So we have Catherine, she does like science, she's a science teacher.
Right.
So
I like the fact you use her first name. That's nice. That's good.
Yeah.
So you're on sort of first name basis with your teachers?
Yes.
Great. Yeah. So they've been helping you out. And so four people, are you actually thinking of a career in this realm after school?
I'm not personally, maybe the others are, but I just got offered the opportunity and took it.
And it's great for communication skills as well and presentation?
Definitely.
So on the day itself, how are you going to communicate using digital technology some of the results from your survey?
So we've been using Google Sheets to format the data into charts that everyone can understand, and we're going to be presenting on a Google slideshow.
Great. And do you include comments and stories from all over the world that you got, I take it, with your responses?
It was pretty closed question, so we didn't get any anecdotes to
So share. Straight data?
Yes.
Right. Can you give us some clue as to what parts of the world seem to be more aware than others when it comes to this?
Well, Coburg seems to think it's pretty green, but...
This is the school you inhabit and the region you're in, which is sort of North Melbourne, Northern Melbourne. Yeah. So they fancy themselves as being very environmentally aware, do they?
Yes.
Okay, all right. Do you agree with that? Do you think that's true?
It seems pretty recycling and renewableness.
And friendly? Yeah. Right. Stephen, can I ask you, someone who's been initiating this kids' conference for what, since 2012?
2012, yes.
Yeah. What have been some of the outcomes that are noticeable and attributable to the conference?
Well, I think... For a start, the passion of the delegates coming back year after year, repeat presenters, and we rolled out internationally in Germany, and now we're looking at, and we have presenters from Europe and UK. So
fantastic.
It's the diversity, it's the innovation, it's the creativity, in that, to quote Ken Robinson, you know, creativity really needs to be, not that teachers aren't being creative, but we'd like to think we add value to what teachers are already doing. Some schools are doing amazing things, and we applaud that, and that becomes part of our kids' conference. When they come, it's a meeting to share, compare, look at what each school and each student is doing. So students get to present to their peers, and teachers, well, they regard that as a professional development opportunity.
Oh, that's great to hear.
And they're agents of change. Students are agents of change through this conference, I think, as well.
That is a great way of saying it, because I think so often in times gone by, students have felt a little bit helpless in that they've been sort of victims of the syllabus or the curriculum. They had to get through a certain amount of work each day and then move on to the next day. You're empowering them through this to say, hey, wait a minute, let's stop and consider what we've learned and how we can learn it better.
Absolutely, I totally agree. Assessment can determine the curriculum and teaching, and is a dangerous to slip into that, what I call assessment determinism, and that actually you can make it in-depth, creative, by exploring all these possibilities, which we like to promote through the Kids Conference, and gives them an alternative for students to also explore their passion.
Well, Jess, can I ask you, when you started researching J.K. Rowling, how much time did you have to really research that character?
I think we got, given our character because we wrote three people on a piece of paper.
Right.
And we got given them. And
who were your other two, by the way?
I only put two. I put J.K. Rowling and Princess Diana.
Okay.
And I think we got them maybe mid-October.
So you've had how much time to prepare for the conference? A few hours? No, not a few hours. A few minutes a day? How long?
We do it maybe a few hours a week.
Okay.
To prepare.
And in researching J.K. Rowling, has that given you a stronger appreciation of the books that you love?
Yeah. I've learned a bit more about the books, not just her as a person.
Mm-hmm. And do you have other people in your team that you've been able to share this knowledge with already?
Yeah.
Right. And so they've actually benefited from you going into this in this way.
Yeah.
So Karam, now is it called Radio Karam? And the podcasts are going to be on there. Are you going to be actually recording yourselves for Radio Karam at the conference?
Yeah. We'll bring all our equipment and stuff.
Oh, that's fantastic. So if we want to listen to you being J.K. Rowling or Elvis swivelling his hips, we'll be able to hear that on Radio Karam after the fact?
Yep.
Oh, that's fantastic. Owen, what do you hope to get out of the day?
I just hope to spread a bit of awareness and the knowledge that we've found about biodiversity and community.
From around the world?
From around the world, yeah.
Look, it's been great to hear from you. It's going to be a great time. I hope you're nervous, because if you're not nervous, there's something wrong, okay? That's my advice to you. Have a great time presenting. Stephen, it's been great to talk to you as well.
Thank you very much.
My guests today were the chair and convener of the Kids Conference, Stephen Spain, along with student presenters from Coburg High, Owen Cashin, and from Karam Primary, Jess Hargraves. It's for the 7th International Kids Conference. It's being held in Melbourne coming up on the 20th of November, and then on the 27th, a week later, in Sydney. We'll put a link up on our website for further details.